الرحمن الرحيم. Accepting a gift without greed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone receives something from his Muslim brother without asking for it and without aspiring for it, he should not reject it, but he should accept it because it is his sustenance, that is his rizq, which has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Note, there are many ahadith which explain that if anyone, without asking for it and without being greedy for it, he should accept it. Otherwise, it will be like not accepting the gift of Allah Ta'ala, and it shows no thanks towards him. That is why most of the Muzurgs accept gifts from people, even though they don't need those gifts. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says, sometimes when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me a gift, I would say, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give it to someone who needs it more. But he would say, take it. Take what comes to you from these worldly things. Take what comes to you from these worldly things when you have not asked for it and you are not aspiring for it. Then use it if you can. And if you don't like to use it, give it away as sadaqah. And don't ever wish for anything that does not come to you on its own. Because of this hadith, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma would not ask anyone from anything from anyone. But if someone came to him without asking, he would not refuse it. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Umar radiallahu anhu a gift, but he gave it back to him. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him why he had done so. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have told us that it is better for us not to take anything from anyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what I meant was that you should not ask for things from people. But if anything comes to you without asking, it is your rizq from Allah Ta'ala given to you by him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, by him who holds my life in his hands, if anything comes to me without asking, I shall accept it.